Hey, Miss Cipher.
Yes, I got
Hey.
cut off.
Yes, ma'am. I was like, oh no. But we were just about to wrap up your claim, okay? I'm gonna pick up where I left off.
All right, then.
All right, 1 second.
I thank you so much because I've been trying to call back too.
Yeah, I didn't want you to have to go through all that other stuff trying to get
Thank you.
back in. Okay, so are you available to work all shifts in your current occupation?
I refer to work day shift.
Have you
But
applied? Huh?
if I have to, I probably will. But
Okay.
I prefer to yeah.
All right, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Well, I received my retirement from the bus place where I'm working at now.
Okay. You're not having any issues, are you?
Make fun?
You're not having any issues receiving it, are you?
No.
What's that employer's name?
Montgomery Public School.
And did you pay into the pension fund?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Have you re applied for or are you receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Mile, a mite more.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Can you provide me with your job title you're currently in, working in?
I'm a school bus driver.
Okay. So you retired and then you started driving again?
Yes, because they so shout a bus driver.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I would think what I would think about with some of the
Yeah.
kids.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I beg your pardon?
Are you seeking work? Are you ready to go back to work?
Well, when they call me back, I go back.
Okay. Are you an interstate agent?
No.
Let me see something. Must sure I got the right Social Security number. You said 420-4677.
No, no. No. 420-76.
76.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. Seven seven four four, right? I mean 7774.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I'm in my kitchen.
Almost done. Give me one, a few more minutes.
Okay.
And how did you spell your last name again?
P-H-I-F-E-R.
Okay, just making sure. All right, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following age ranges most closely match the age of Michael Pfeiffer? 22 to 26, 38 to 42, 48 to 52, 66.
62 to 68. 48 to 52
is Michael Pfeiffer. Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Broward Community College, Milligan College, Peninsula College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 3310 Otis Lane, 5850 Forest Lakes Cove, 6255 Grady Dunn Road West, 7171 Redland Road, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following street have you never lived on or used as an address? P.O. Box 25043, West South Boulevard, Otis Lane, Glencoe Drive, Southeast, or all of the above?
Not above.
No, it's asking which of the following streets have you never lived or used. So which one have you never lived or used as your address?
You had West South Boulevard, but the numbers are wrong.
Let me read it to you again. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Have you ever had a P.O. box before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I'm just flicking that one. In which month was Angela Pfeiffer born? March, July, October, December, or none of the above?
March.
Okay. I don't know if I asked you these questions. Did I ask you, have you received notification of a TRA certification?
I think you have.
Okay. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to a reason related to COVID-19?
Okay. That's what's going on now.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
All right. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits checked with Health and Federal Income Tax?
Yes.
Did you set up your 4-digit PIN?
Yes, I was setting my 4-digit PIN. It's 1963. Is that it?
I'm not sure. We can't see on our end.
I had set up a PIN in 1963.
That's the PIN you made up?
Well, that's the PIN they gave me when I called in first, 1963.
Well, let me give you another temporary PIN.
Okay,
Let
me write it down. Hold on, let me write it down so I won't forget it, because I had to write it down, put it by my driving license, so I know I won't forget where I put it. Oh, get a pen. Let me pull my pen. Oh, I did my pen. Oh, Jesus.
Find nothing when you want it.
Okay, I'm putting it by my driving light so I know I won't forget it. Okay, what the PIN number is?
It's 7451. Okay,
okay,
got it.
7451, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do I erase this other PIN number?
Just keep both of them just in case, but if it asks you for a PIN, put that one I just gave you in.
Okay, then.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during the approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete a weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done by going online to www.labor.alabama.gov and write this number down, 800.
Hold on, let me write. Put all my paper down. Okay. What the number?
It's 800.
800.
No, it's just 800. 800. Thank you.
Okay, I got the 800.
752.
752.
7389.
7389. This number I call when I want put it for my unemployment, right?
Yeah, that's your weekly certification number. That's the number you call. You're going to call next week. The new week begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, you can't certify no later. Let me finish reading. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. You may require a follow-up interview. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss with you our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before your decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim at any time. You may be mailed or otherwise provide additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.